Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the major astrology of September 2024. As I was reviewing and preparing for the energies of this month, I received a very clear message that this is a time of understanding a bigger cosmic purpose. This is a month where you might see things you just didn't notice before. You might start to understand what you've been moving through at a bigger scale, and you also could feel that you're really moving on. There's significant transitions happening here that could validate what you've been experiencing and allow you to also power up with what you've been through, what you've transmuted and changed, and to honor how you have empowered yourself, perhaps beyond what you initially saw or considered. So as the month unfolds, it's a great time to check in on recognizing yourself, especially the toughest, most challenging areas of life that have required you to get stronger, develop more fortitude, and keep going in order to embrace more of your soul's energy in this lifetime. You may also feel that you're truly integrating more of what you've been learning and healing, because as September begins, Uranus stations retrograde at 27 degrees of Taurus, and Pluto retrograde re-enters Capricorn. So here we have a return to what you've been dealing with and moving through. And when these outer planets are retrograde, and especially as Pluto re-enters Capricorn, there's more you're going to see that will be revealed and unraveled to you, because these retrograde energies are going to pull you back to go deeper into what you perhaps missed the first time or what you didn't see below the surface. This certainly relates to karma, unhealed wounds, shadow energies, soul contracts that you're completing and closing out, as well as a deeper connection to what you truly are committed to in this lifetime. With Uranus stationing retrograde at 27 degrees Taurus, which is a Pleiadian energy point, meaning it directly connects to the Pleiadian constellation at 27 degrees of Taurus, we're also receiving more downloads from higher communications and other timelines, as well as other dimensions, around what we are ready to know and acknowledge now. Uranus being the planet of liberation, awakenings, chaos, and disruptions is also where we get rid of anything that is limiting our own connection to cosmic intelligence, as well as what we're allowing or resisting into our perspectives. So deeper truths could be showing up that you can't deny, and you feel it. Your body feels it. There's a sense of, I know this is true, even if I don't know how to compartmentalize it, even if I'm not sure how to use it yet. So those downloads come in quite strongly as September begins, and then we work through them for the next few months. So September starts off with strong, deeper messages with both Uranus and Pluto, both in retrograde in the Earth signs. And because they're in Earth signs, it means more of our physical environment, our finances, our jobs, careers, industries, structures, bodies, possessions, basically what composes our everyday physical environments is undergoing more massive shifts. And you could feel that you're really ready to make a change, or maybe you're just ready to consider it, especially if it's a big change. If it's something that you've been holding off on or just not having time or space to really consider or work through, this could be a month where you're ready to accept something isn't working. It's not taking you in the direction you want to go. It isn't providing you with the satisfaction or meaning that you want in this life. And you could have some breakthroughs in your own mindset around what you want to change, because you know there's something better for you and you're open to exploring and considering what that might be. On September 2nd, we have the Virgo new moon at 11 degrees. I have a separate video for you on YouTube going through this full chart. But this new moon in Virgo is also the beginning of eclipse season. And that's another key theme in September, is that eclipse season begins with this Virgo new moon because 2 weeks later is the Pisces lunar eclipse. And this particular Virgo new moon is opposing Saturn retrograde in Pisces. And this opposition to Saturn is a standstill, is allowing yourself to stop, observe, witness, detach, be very intentional around what you're putting energy into, what you're putting energy towards. Be very aware of what you're thinking about and how that is affecting your body and your spirit and your emotional energy. Be clearer in what is essential in your world and what is not. And with this Virgo new moon, I have a question for you, just to throw out there, just to ponder. How much of your nervous system, your emotional energy, and your overall energy is invested in the outcome of the USA presidential election? How much of your energy is tied to that event? And this would be a beautiful time to assess if that's healthy for you, if that's what you want to focus on, and if that's consciously where you want your energy to go, or if it's draining you and depleting you and simply connected to previous programming, where every 4 years, a lot of energy goes into these elections. But the bigger picture is, how much have you changed? How much have you evolved? How much have you ascended based on your own personal private work you've done on yourself? And what is a good fit for your energy now? So this would be something to contemplate or understand, as well as to determine how you're in control of your energy. There's also a lot of clickbait out there now with predictions, potential outcomes, and more. All of that's typical this time of year, but it's good to look at what is serving me best and how do I consciously want to use my energy at this time. Now, also as September begins, we have a very active Venus in Libra. And this is where she makes some super cosmic connections to much bigger influences. Now, when Venus moved into Libra on August 29th, she had an immediate trine to Pluto retrograde in Aquarius at 0 degrees. And this would have been a transformational influence around the types of connections, partnerships, friendships, and communications she wants in her life now. This is the first time that Venus in Libra has trined Pluto in Aquarius, signaling that we are shifting the types of relational dynamics that we want in our life and that we want to experience at a whole new level. In addition to that trine, as Venus continues through Libra, she has a trine to Sedna in Gemini as well. And this would have activated within her deeper remembrances of betrayal, sabotage, where she had to sacrifice her voice and her needs in a way that she couldn't quite understand. Now, Sedna in Gemini works with the depths of our memories, of what we have been processing or considering, and bringing us into a much deeper awareness of those themes at a soul level. So now we have Venus in Libra activating more stories in your soul history that you want to deeply transition and change and to create a new narrative around those experiences. And because Sedna in Gemini is so far away, this could be one of those energies that you feel the waves of influence coming in and you start to realize more of what you want and don't want in your connections, in your self-value in those connections, how you speak your truth, also how you're able to be more objective and understand what is serving you, what is not. There can also be a deep reprogramming around your own love language and what it means for you to bring people into your world, as well as for you to access their world. Now, in addition, because we're not done here with Venus and Libra, she's also making a conjunction to the super galactic center, which is at 2 degrees of Libra. And this is different than the galactic center that we speak about at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. The super galactic center is a super cluster of galaxies. So you don't just get one galaxy. Here you get over 50 galaxies, including Andromeda. And this super cluster of energy highlights where we have been unconsciously circling in the same patterns, themes, karmic loops, outdated soul contracts that are no longer serving us. And we're being asked to assess, what do you want to powerfully change, even if it scares you, even if it takes you into unventured territory and requires you to be even clearer in how you exchange and interact with others. So we have these big influences here that Venus in Libra is experiencing. It is actually a grand air trine, as Venus in Libra is conjunct the supergalactic center at 2 degrees Libra, trining Sedna in Gemini at 0 degrees, and trining Pluto in Aquarius at 0 degrees. Relationships are changing on this planet. And with Venus representing the feminine, similar to Mars representing the masculine, this is a big uprising in feminine energies and empowerment, transformational expressions. A really big cycle is underway here within each of us and our feminine energies that are growing and expanding in their power. And at the same time, Venus is conjunct Black Moon Lilith in Libra and conjunct the South Node. So, wow, there's a lot going on here in the early degrees of Libra in your chart as Venus comes through and has to be so honest with herself. Now, in Libra, she can do that. She can take a step back and objectively assess, is this what I want? Is this true for me? Let me think it through and talk it out. Let me make sure I'm clear on what is working for me, what is working with me, and what is not. And so as she meets up with Black Moon Lilith and the South Node, both at 7 degrees of Libra. Now this will happen September 5th exactly, but the energy is in play as we move into September. We are being guided to look at what has brought out our own shadow self? Where have we experienced trauma, harm, manipulation? How have we each participated in those energies at some level of our being because we thought it was necessary in order to be in a connection? Also, with the South Node, what are we understanding we never want to participate in again? We're closing it out. We're saying, I have a new grander sense of who I am and my worthiness to receive it, to the extent that I don't want to activate these parts of myself anymore. And so this can even be a turning over in your heart space. This could be an awareness in themes in your connections. This could be a powerful surge of consciousness that gives you a message that maybe you didn't want to hear, or you are pushing away about the truth of your interpersonal relationships, your partnerships, friendships, communications, maybe twisting a story or doing something to look good, which Venus in Libra wants, but to what extent? To what extent are there control mechanisms, manipulation, betrayal, dishonesty, etc.? Because all of that is accentuated as Venus is conjunct Black Moon Lilith and the South Node in Libra. So the beginning of September has very strong relational themes. And as we move through this month, they will continue to play out and they will bring about a force of divine justice and karmic rebalancing at the Libra equinox on September 22nd. And so I'll get to that in a bit, but just know that relational energies are really big and it might be hard to understand them all or to compartmentalize them, but they are signaling to us how we interact with each other needs to be upgraded. We have to require more from ourselves and from another and to not compromise that. Now, Venus in Libra can compromise, overly compromise to her own detriment. So this is where you stand strong in your self-worth, your personal value, the kinds of people you want in your world, in your life, and to know that this is a grand cycle of divine feminine energies rising within each of us that is meant to go higher and result in better relationships all around. So around this time that Venus in Libra is being super powered up, Mars enters Cancer on September 4th. And this is an important transition because we're going to have an extended period of time with Mars in Cancer next year. And what happens during this cycle is that Mars moves through all of Cancer and then stations retrograde at 6 degrees of Leo on December 6th, and then will journey back into Cancer in early 2025. And so as we move through September, just a heads up that Mars is going to be stirring up memories from the past, repressed expressions, perhaps parts of your childhood or inner child that's unresolved. Also bringing up anything around family, your mom or being a mom, the mother wound is highlighted. Cancer seeks safety and comfort. Cancer is the part of us that really wants to be left alone to internalize and check in with what we're really feeling. But Mars is a trigger, and Mars stirs things up, ultimately for our best and highest good, but not always in a comfortable way. So throughout September, Mars will be in Cancer and will enter his shadow territory in October. So in October, these messages become more pronounced and louder. But now as Mars is moving in Cancer, he no longer is as self-assertive as he wants to be. Instead, Mars in Cancer will hesitate or hold back, will wait for the energy to feel right before making moves or going ahead. Mars in Cancer can seem a little bit more uncertain, but the guidance is to trust your gut, trust your heart, and trust what feels right in order to surf the waves with greater strength and confidence. Mars in Cancer also is directly connected to the lunar cycle. So note that you could feel moodier. You could feel that the energies shift and ebb and flow, especially as the moon changes signs. And also just note that we'll be talking about this Mars in Cancer until mid-April 2025. Now, September also brings us a fast-moving Mercury. Mercury will re-enter Virgo on September 8th and then clear his retrograde shadow at 4 degrees of Virgo on September 14th. Mercury then picks up speed and will enter Libra on September 26th. So with this Mercury moving quickly through Virgo, you could feel like you have time, energy, and effort to spend on getting things cleaned up, tidied up, organized. Whatever was delayed previously, you could realize you have a better solution, a better option, a better way to handle it or to solve a problem. So a fast-moving Mercury in Virgo gets us into shape, gets us into gear, allows us to see the specifics and the details that we might have previously missed, and also is going to be highly productive and efficient in what you want to accomplish. So again, keep in mind that September brings us some very keen Mercury energy, and it could support you in the new routines or refresh that typically begins during Virgo season. Now we pick up again with our Venus in Libra energy around September 14th. And this is when she trines Jupiter in Gemini at 20 degrees. This is a beneficial, optimistic energy that is going to support communications, connections, plans, getting together with friends. There's a lot of positive energy every time Venus trines Jupiter, and this could be wonderful for manifestations or what you want to say or express that feels very uplifting, loving, and kind as well. So I feel this is going to be a great period of time for Venus to be shining and strong, and she's receiving that spiritual protection from Jupiter as well. Jupiter, being the biggest planet in our solar system, offers a sense of optimism around possibilities and can also feel like what you say and what you need is supported by the universe as well as beautifully protected. And so this Venus is on a very optimistic journey throughout the first 3 weeks of September. Now, on September 17th and 18th, we have our Pisces lunar eclipse. This is occurring at 26 degrees of Pisces in your chart, and I will have a video for you shortly on YouTube going through this chart. The Pisces lunar eclipse is conjunct Neptune in Pisces and signals what we are allowing to end so we can move into new dreams and have space in our life for those new creations. So this particular Pisces lunar eclipse, because it's a full moon, it's going to bring to light what you no longer need, perhaps what you're overly attached to that has already served its purpose. It's no longer worth your energy, your time, your emotions. This can also heighten your intuitive abilities. You could start to feel that you're going higher in your understandings, you're receiving more downloads, and that you can trust your intuition even more. So keep in mind that the Pisces lunar eclipse is very otherworldly, and it's going to ask you to detach from the physical world so that you can see more of what your higher self is guiding you to understand. I will be talking more about this in another podcast, so this is just a general heads up and understanding of the energies. I do discuss it more on a podcast called Reiki Lifestyle. And you can find that YouTube channel on YouTube where I discuss with Colleen and Robin more about the eclipses that we're moving into in September and October. So please check out that conversation with them as I share more about what this Pisces lunar eclipse is ultimately opening up for us. Now, September has many aspects between the transiting planets, and I talk about those in the Wednesday weekly podcast where we discuss what's going on over the next 7 days or so. So I'm not covering all the aspects in this particular podcast. Rather, we're just discussing the major points of the month. So I want to say all that because there's a lot more going on throughout September, especially during Virgo season. Then we get to September 22nd, which is the Libra equinox. The equinox occurs at 8:43 a.m. That's Eastern time. And the equinox in Libra is a point of balancing energies. And yet we have a very active Venus on this day, which is significant because the Sun enters Libra. Libra is ruled by Venus, and Venus enters into some deep transformational energies. On the same day as the equinox, Venus squares Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 29 degrees, and then she promptly enters Scorpio. So she enters into more of her own depths, her own intensity, and ultimately to connect with her truth about what she really feels. So during this particular Libra equinox, I feel that we have a big cycle shift into divine balancing, karmic completions, divine justice, righting of wrongs, perhaps even reckonings and awakenings. Because this is a day with a lot of power to it. And when we have these particular themes, especially during an equinox, the messages are stronger. And I feel that there's going to be some big revelations that Venus is going to activate and stir up. And it also is about balancing what has been out of balance on the planet. What has been in the dark comes to the light. What has been in the shadows comes forward to be revealed. Any deeper lies or untruths can be exposed. whatever has been excessive can be brought into moderation. So there is a theme of regulation and balance at the Libra equinox that's actually more potent than most years. And you could feel it as an invitation to check in on your own energy, where you're out of balance, where you've been perhaps too much in your emotional body and not enough in your trusting space, where you have been ungrounded, especially after the Pisces lunar eclipse, and you are returning to what is simple, what is true for you, what is practical. I find it fascinating that we have this Libra equinox occurring in between eclipses, which also heightens its potency. So throughout the second half of September, the energies could feel quite lopsided at times, as if they are swinging on a pendulum to find the new neutral point. You could feel it too as new levels of detachment from where you no longer want to invest your time, energy, or focus. And you understand more of your true priorities, what you want, what you need, and you don't want your energy to go elsewhere. I'm also feeling this Libra equinox as a balancing of divine feminine, divine masculine energies if they've been out of balance, especially within you. That is always the intention of a Libra equinox, but with it happening in between eclipses, during eclipse season, obviously, then it's going to be even bigger and more pronounced. And it also is fascinating to look at how the sun entering Libra now begins the journey that we spoke about in early September with Venus in Libra. So now the sun enters Libra and has an immediate trine to Sedna in Gemini at 0 degrees, makes a conjunction to the supergalactic center at 2 degrees of Libra, then is conjunct the south node in Libra at 6 degrees, followed by a conjunction to Black Moon Lilith in Libra at 9 degrees, and then the Libra solar eclipse at 10 degrees of Libra. And I know I say all that and your head is spinning and you're like, Molly, slow down. That's too much. So let me get to the heart of how to interpret this. The Libra areas of your chart have big transitions and upgrades occurring that you've probably already been aware of since our first Libra eclipse in this cycle, which was back in October 2023, just about a year ago. What have you realized in the Libra areas of your chart that no longer serve you, no longer healthy, no longer the kinds of connections, conversations, or relationships that you want in your life? What are you realizing about your own habits, patterns, attachment styles, love languages, unconscious inner child healing, and ancestral patterns that have been teaching you and directing you to more of what you want in regards to the people in your life? Where are you realizing certain parts of yourself are out of balance? Where are you seeing what has been unfair or unjust? And with these strong energies, as we move into Libra season, there could be a surge of consciousness, a surge of understanding about your role in them and how you're now committed to elevating yourself. Because as we know, we can only change ourselves. We can't change anyone else. But it's by growing and learning through your own experiences that you also raise the bar in who you interact with and who you allow into your world. So this energy is upgrading the Libra areas of your life by being honest with yourself around what you have to move away from or what you want to do differently in your connections. So the people in your life who are healthy and good for you and reciprocal in the giving and receiving dynamics, those people will be fully supportive of whatever you're changing and elevating. And chances are they want to go that way too. They want to be better at connection or communications. But this energy also reveals what is not sustainable, what is not meant to continue to travel forward with you because you're not in alignment. There isn't that equality. Perhaps you realize you're a big giver, and so that means you attract a lot of takers. Or maybe you realize you're not a good listener, and that would be something to improve, obviously. Or maybe there's something coming up within your shadow self that you've realized and you don't like that part of yourself and you don't want to keep being that way, or you want to feel safe and confident enough to be more of your true authentic self. We have a big Libra season. It's a very big Libra season this year, and it certainly moves into October as we have the second eclipse at 10 degrees of Libra. But these changes are right on time from a cosmic perspective, and they're designed to bring more equilibrium into your life, more equality, more balance, and also truer connections, partnerships, and relationships. I do feel that this means that new connections are going to start after people have cleared out their residual gunk or karma or old versions of themselves that they don't want to activate anymore in connections. It feels like there will be relationships that definitely get stronger, deeper, and more authentic because of each individual's desire for that. And then there will be more that crash and burn because you realize it was just floating in air. It wasn't based on common values, true connection, or the space to be authentic, open, and vulnerable. So basically, the last 10 days of September will open up more of these Libra themes in a very powerful way, because not only is the sun interacting with Sedna and Gemini, the supergalactic center, Black Moon Lilith, and the South Node in Libra, but we're going to have new energies coming together that are a match, that are of similar frequency and are designed to balance one another. I think there will be some new connections that honor both masculine and feminine energies. And I see this not only at a personal level, such as romantic relationships, but I see it in the workplace. I'm seeing that there's new balancing occurring in our professional environments, where previously maybe masculine energies dominated, especially if they are toxic masculine, which will do anything to maintain control, to dominate the space. They can even instill fear in people or do anything at any cost just to be powerful or viewed as powerful. And in fact, I want to thank all of you who reached out and shared with me your own experiences of these energies, whether they were in your private or professional world. I did a podcast for you about divine feminine, toxic masculine, and the ascension journey. And keep in mind, the roles can be reversed, or the roles can be between two feminine or two masculine energies. I mean, it's meant to be interchangeable, but I described it in a way that applied to my own experiences, as well as provided you with tips for remaining in your power in these dynamics. And I feel this is definitely a part of the rising feminine energies, which say, we're not going to take this crap anymore. We're not going to be on the receiving end of these toxic energies in any form. We're not going to tolerate it. And we also understand the universal cycle of how these things play out. And so September is a big time period of these themes coming to light and transitioning. And many of you reached out to me about how you're moving through this, how you're experiencing this at work, at school, maybe in your family, the family you grew up in. So these are very common themes. And I feel that the more that we are awakening to our power and to how we not only speak out about them, but stand up for ourselves and stand up strongly in the truth, those energies start to crumble and dissolve. They can't sustain themselves in these new earth energies that we are embodying and moving through. And so September might be a month, especially during Libra season, where you are called to face something, to speak your truth, to express what you need to say, and to know that the universe supports it, because that is part of these rising cycles that humanity is ascending through. And it's also part of what needs to be dismantled on the planet for the good of all. And that's something else to keep in mind, is that anyone can choose to be better. Anyone can choose to stop the toxic nonsense, to stop the lies, to stop perpetuating a mean-spirited narrative or actions, and they can rise. Like, this is an invitation for anyone and everyone to rise up into a new expression. And so it's not meant to be a fixed understanding that, oh, they can't be better, they can't awaken, they can't be a nicer person. Yes, they can. And sometimes we can hold the bar up higher and say, this is what we require. This is what's needed on the planet right now. You are invited to also participate at that level of experience. But it all comes down to free choice, free will, and whether or not there is a willingness to do so. So also keep in mind that as we move through relationship-changing energies of Libra season, each of us is carving our own path here. We're choosing what we want to manifest, what we want to experience, and that as these planets will move across the South Node and will move across Black Moon Lilith as well, you might be faced with unhealed trauma, pain, shadow self expressions that you're also being guided to complete and end for yourself as well as for the betterment of humanity. As the month of September closes out, Mercury enters Libra September 26th, and then we'll make a conjunction to the Sun in Libra on September 30th. That is when Mercury will be at Kazemi with the Sun at 7 degrees. And this is where Mercury is in the heart of the Sun, and it could be easier to express your thoughts, have important conversations, or understand more of yourself through Libra themes. You could also see where your mind has been distorted because Mercury in Libra wants to bring an objective perspective into view. Now, because September is eclipse season, the messages can be bigger and the timeline shifts are more significant. So you could feel that you're complete, you're done, you're over something. And then you could also get the understanding of what you do want next, which could even manifest quickly when the energies are accelerated. So as I said, we'll be talking more about this in my Wednesday podcast episodes. We'll be digging in to more of the transiting aspects throughout this month. This was just the overview, and what an overview it is, right? Like there's a lot going on in September, and I feel there's a lot of completions. If I were to summarize the month, it's meant to be a turning over. It's meant to connect you with a bigger cosmic purpose that reveals what you don't need, what you've outgrown, and how to come into a more neutral balance in yourself. A neutral balance that honors your own masculine and feminine energies, honors both your mental and emotional bodies, honors where you've been, and also opens up the road to where you're going next. So this will certainly mean more endings, a bigger completions, bigger breakups, and the universe removing what is no longer in alignment with your best and highest good. So be sure to look at where you have Libra energies in your chart by house placement. Specifically, you'll want to identify 0 to 11 degrees of Libra, as this is the territory where the biggest changes are occurring for you, with the South Node in Libra, Black Moon Lilith in Libra, and then of course, Venus, Mercury, and the Sun also moving through this territory with the eclipse at 10 degrees of Libra. And we'll talk more about that Libra solar eclipse at 10 degrees in the October monthly show. I also want to share with you that I have a brand new astrology book coming out in December. It's actually a workbook where I share with you client stories, exercises, reflective journal prompts, and more to help you understand how to elevate the planets and their expressions in your chart. This book has been a joy to work with because it's meant to be personal. It's meant to be how you can transform parts of yourself in very soft, loving, gentle ways, as well as support your soul growth journey in this lifetime. So when you pre-order the book now in any format, then you can sign up to join me for a free astrology masterclass on Zoom. That will happen in late November before the book comes out. I will have a PDF for you as well as some exercises about this information. And in the masterclass, we'll go through more specifics on what to look at in your own chart. And I'm telling you about this now. I know you're like, Molly, it's September. Why are you talking about this now? Because it's going to sell out. The free masterclass has limited spaces. And so if you're able to pre-order the book now, you can join us for this experience. And yes, there will be a replay available. My publisher is hosting the Zoom masterclass, so you can get all the information on the website, hierophantpublishing.com, and I'll put a link below this podcast with all the details and information for you to check out. So I hope you can join me for that exclusive astrology masterclass, and I look forward to sharing with you more about this Soul Growth Astrology Workbook too. So wishing you a beautiful journey through September. It is designed to be active, liberating, dynamic, and we will keep talking about it in the Wednesday podcast. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll see you back here soon.